Clay's Joe Shasky, and football season is here, and that means Baldy, Brian Baldinger, every Tuesday, 7:30 all season long. Baldy! Now back to Steiny and Goo, who always bring that heat. Well, at least most of the time.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
I've never heard that one. I don't like it.
You know, like, people don't understand how you and I relationship.
It's a real relationship.
Guru says to me, like,
but tell the people what prompted me to ask you that.
I don't know what prompted you to ask.
It's in my mouth right now.
Well, how did I know that?
I was eating the Twix.
It's just so random sometimes. You just get sick of it.
I'm eating the Twix, and I say, partner, what's your favorite candy? And you want to fight?
He goes, like, you're coming back in 9 seconds. He's, Steiny, what's your favorite candy? I'm like, shut up. We got to start this segment.
One of the best sales people I've ever.
Sweet tarts. I love sweet tarts.
You gotta be kidding me.
I love sweet tarts.
I would think sour patch.
Chocolate. I like chocolate. I like every. You know, there's only a few. I don't like marshmallow.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like coconut.
What about Mambas? Starburst, yeah.
Nah. A Starburst are fine. Yeah. Mambas are different.
Yeah. My girl, Carrie Marsh, I used to work with her, one of the best salesmen I've ever worked. She called you whiny Steiny. She just texted me, said you're whiny.
Tell her she's late to the party.
Okay.
Okay, tell her that about.
She just heard.
Tell her about 26 years ago, I had a friend named Chuck Gearhart, and he called me Matt Winemetz.
That.
So she's late to the party, and don't give her credit for it.
So that's been around a while.
Well, it's not that clever.
I mean, it's not Valcatraz, but Minnesota had us in Valcatraz last night. They locked that paint up, man.
People, like...
sweet tarts.
We got to start playing through Xander Lazzini offensively.
But can she, Steiny, I feel like she's like Clay with the jump shot, but can she put it on the floor and go by somebody? I've seen her do it. But can she, you know, her thing is give it to me, I'm going to let it fly.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I think she's capable of doing more.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Maybe you got to play in a box with Nikasi. I don't know. Maybe she's got everybody.
They felt like they got some bad calls. They were
well, they're just like the Warriors. Seriously.
You
want to talk about
the fans
wah,
are refused, you know what?
We didn't get some calls. All right. Seriously, Purdy's better than Herbert.
No, I just want. I mean, Kenny's losing it every turn. Kenny, you're there. I didn't see you. Grandy just agreed with you and I. Like, it's Herbert. If we're being fair, and he used the, what I used, is if he's under Kyle, that's how I'm judging
I
this conversation.
I said that.
I did that 2 days ago.
Said,
I did that 2 days ago.
Hey, don't
you
had
the, and I used the word tutelage. Now you know. You remember.
Well, I believe that. That's one of your favorites.
Oh, look. Baby.
Again, I'll just say it.
Yeah.
If it were announced today that the 49ers were trading Purdy for Herbert, there would be 80% enthusiasm and 20%, ooh, I don't know, bottom line. And we know it. And you know it, 49er fans. Come on now. Come on now. Right? What are you eating? See, that's the other thing. Like,
well, you've been Westbrook today a little bit, so I thought you were going to be a little longer, but a Twix.
It's because... You know, I mean.
You haven't. Nah, you've been passing the ball.
I'm not going to hit you.
Yeah, you've been passing the ball.
I'm not going to hit you today.
It wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you got to take things into your own hands when your teammate. See, one thing I learned as a point guard is I came out, tried to get guys involved, and then after about a quarter, you know when the guys are involved and when they're not. And when they're not, that's when I got to go to work.
Oh, man.
That's when then I got to become a scorer. It's very similar to the way Steph Curry approaches games.
Well, let me do this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the second time this week you compared yourself to Steph.
Well,
somebody thought you out for
natural.
It.
So?
Just back to Acho. Have we taken a call that said the Niners are going to the Super Bowl or feel like the NFC? I don't think we've taken one call. And, hey, it's not a bad thing, but we haven't had fans call and say, book it.
You know, that wouldn't be the most exciting show. If everybody called in and said, hey, just book it.
No, it was a factoid.
Antonio probably thinks the Niners got action. He's optimistic usually.
Yeah, he was down about the Warriors. And I'm not saying they can't do it, but you,
No, the Warriors can't do it.
No, I'm talking about the Niners.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, health.
Look, this is a big year for the Niners. If the Niners don't come through this year, that's the other thing I think that's going on. I think we know. You know, Goo, you talk about how the majority of Bay Area sports fans aren't very knowledgeable. You talk about that
never
a lot.
Never said that. That's pretty good. Go ahead.
Anyway, you like to rip Warrior fans for how, you know, Bay Area fans for how stupid they are. And, you know, sometimes I agree with you. But I think Bay Area sports fans are smart enough to know that if the Niners don't make the playoffs this year, are we looking at drought city here in the Bay Area? I'm talking drought city.
No, like.
Yes, we are.
No, there's ingredients to there.
We'd be looking at drought city.
When you're looking through the prism of a Super Bowl. That's why
I'm talking about looking through the prism of the playoffs.
No, Stoney, seriously, man. I try not to. Now I'm hitting my chest. I school you, and I'm passionate about when it's your time, you got to cash in that check. You got to cash that chip in. And the Niners have been.
Is this about
physical,
not doing it?
No, about they've had opportunities.
Right, but they're over now. We're in 2026.
No, but there's attrition to being so good since 2019. Exactly. And now I feel like naturally some of their stewards or their top level players are getting hurt. Now they're coming back. So it's not just a grind of, okay, it's another season, it's physical. Now we got Warner coming back, and he can beat the ankle. But Bosa and McCaffrey, lo and behold, he remained healthy.
So you agree with me?
No doubt.
And okay, thank you.
That's a big question mark right now of has their best chance come and gone with this iteration of the team?
Of course.
Now, Brock's not a part of that because he's going to be here for the next.
But of course it has up to this point. This team's not as good as the two Super Bowl teams.
Well,
they're not.
We kind of did the exercise with the receiving core. I'm going to leave that up. Like, you know what? If Debo is back to what he was doing, and he's not overweight by any stretch, so the body's part of it. He looks great. My thing is, just defensively, I know they're not what they were when Greenlaw and this team went on its tour. And you had, what's my guy that was coming from the safety position?
Mustafa.
No. I'm going back. Keep going. Further, he was dirty.
Merton Hanks.
No,
Eric Davis.
That's too far back. 2022, 2023.
Tim McCyer.
Oh, what's my safety's name? Broke Tony Pollard's ankle in the game.
Ronnie Lott.
No. Help me out, Kenny.
Whitner.
Keep going.
Hufanga?
No, he was before Hufanga.
I think he's making up a player.
No, it's my guy, and I liked him.
Apparently, he's not your guy.
Got some trouble off the field once he left here. Safety. What's my boy's
Miller.
Name?
Miller.
He would hit,
Alden
too.
Alden Smith. what's the
Kenny's
other guy?
Kenny's going to get it for me.
You talk about Tashaun Gibson?
No.
Oh, John Ward?
Yeah, Ward. Look at my man. Talk to me.
Yeah, he's the difference.
No, I'm just saying they were physical. They would hit. So I always looked at him. He was nasty.
It's football.
Yeah. But you know what I mean. Hit and some. But Jimmy Ward, thank you, Kenny.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. What do you mean, Chris? Hey, my age is showing.
Well, you're forgetting a lot of stuff.
I ain't forgetting it. I just forget the name.
Yeah, Chris A. Guru, hella forgetful lately.
That was not written.
Chris A. Oakland on the YouTube chat. Right at the bottom.
I see it.
Let's go to Christian. Oh, he's in East Palo Alto. What's up, Christian?
EDA.
How you doing?
Yep.
Yo, yo. Hey. You guys can hear me?
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Steiny Guru?
Hey, man. Hey.
Just want to shout you out. You've been listening to you guys every day. Before work, and you know, it's been a blast seeing you guys talk about all sports Bay Area, but I wanted to just, you know, chime in on this Purdy versus Herbert debate, because I think it's a lot more nuanced than we think. You know, so look, obviously Herbert, you know, like how you guys said, if you wanted a quarterback that was made in the lab, you know, it probably would look like Herbert, you know. And but I think you gotta give respect where it's due with Purdy. You know, he's
absolutely,
he has a legitimate argument just based on actual quarterback performance. So we can't just, you know, say that, all right, we're going to take Herbert, but based on what we would imagine it would be in Shanahan's system, because the bottom line is Purdy has done more than enough to prove himself to be a starter in the league. You know, I mean, if we just look at tools. Yes. Herbert, size, physicality, you know, arm strength, that's obviously goes to Herbert. But I think, you know, when it comes to the process, anticipation, accuracy, and timing, Purdy being very efficient, and just overall production on this team with Shanahan, I think it's just been more than enough.
Listen,
but,
go ahead.
They should have a Super Bowl. Go ahead. Oh, okay. They should have
a
win.
Let me ask you this, Christian, because you're right. I mean, you know, some people, like Purdy's got a better resume. If I were to ask you, you could pick one of those two to play under Kyle Shanahan this year, like then how would you answer? Would you still take Purdy?
Well, once again, we can't automatically award Herbert for a production we imagined he would have, because in the playoffs, you know, and you guys, you know, brought this up, is, yeah, obviously when you got McCaffrey, Kittle, you had Ayuk, you had Juszczyk, you had all these great players, Purdy's going to produce. And if you were to ask me that, I would say Purdy, just because I've seen it, and I haven't seen a great statistical performance from Herbert in the playoffs. But if you're asking me who obviously has, you know, the talent of, you know, in terms of the skills and just based on just him individually, I would say, yeah, Herbert, because once again, his arm strength and is, you know, just mm-hmm. the qualities that he produces. But I love Purdy, man. I mean, if I'm building a team from scratch and both are available, I'm choosing Herbert. But it's not because Purdy is just a system quarterback. I think he's already disproven that argument. You know, Herbert is a quarterback I probably trust more to overcome a bad offensive environment. But Purdy is a quarterback who's demonstrated just greater efficiency in a good offensive environment. And so, yeah, he has a higher physical ceiling, Herbert, but Purdy, he's arguably been the more efficient NFL quarterback.
And
I think that's what Kenny
you're right.
Saying.
I'm saying you're right on that. Yeah. Thanks, Christian. I mean, yes, Purdy's resume has been better.
And his Wi-Fi has been better at times, reading coverages and getting rid of it. Like, I see that stuff.
And how much of that is Kyle? Like, when I think of Kyle Shanahan, I think of a coach who has proven in his 9 years he can get a quarterback to play very close to his potential. And I just believe.
And above.
I just believe that Purdy is good.
Yeah.
He's a good quarterback who has also benefited from being under Kyle Shanahan.
And that's okay.
And I just think that if Herbert were under Shanahan, he would be closer to reaching his potential, and he would be a better quarterback for the 49ers under Shanahan than Purdy.
Yeah. I agree with you wholeheartedly, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Now, what if we put, and I'm being real, Kenny, I want your thoughts on this, what if we put Brock in the situation that, or the career thus far of Herbert? And I'm not saying Brock couldn't do it without Kyle in that system. That I look at it that way, too, and I like the wheels from Brock, but I'm just like, man, would he be able to last? You know, would he have been able to do what we're kind of hating on Justin for not doing with that poor offensive line up until like last year?
Yeah, you're right. He has had offensive line issues.
Oh, my
God. But would you agree that Brock is a little bit more mobile?
Yeah.
He could probably wiggle around that. Also, I told you before, you know, during the break, Herbert's had weapons. He's had Mike Williams. He's had Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen. These guys are 1,000-yard receiving and rushing. So, you know, it's not like he's not had anybody to work with.
No. How you feel.
Yeah. But, you know, the other thing about, like, I also want to say this about Purdy. Like, if I'm imagining Purdy under Jim Harbaugh, I think he'd be pretty good under Harbaugh, too.
Because we like Jim.
Because Harbaugh's got a way of getting a quarterback to really, you know, kind of go to war for him. Mm. And I do think Harbaugh empowers his quarterbacks to a greater degree than Shanahan, because in Harbaugh's mind, as a former quarterback, like, I think he knows that sometimes guys have to do things he's not crazy about to be, you know, to win games or to make big plays. And I think Shanahan
just bristles at that a little more and wants his guys to stay inside his box more than Harbaugh. But like I do think, and maybe you can say I'm wrong, I actually think that Harbaugh instills more confidence in a quarterback than Kyle Shanahan.
Mm.
Like, he empowers him more.
I don't know how you measure that, but I will say,
well, like what he did with Kaepernick. Kaepernick was not a perfect quarterback.
Right.
But
he came
Harbaugh
out of nowhere.
Developed something for Kaepernick that took advantage of everything he could do. Mm. And then Harbaugh kind of lived with how he played given those loose rules. And I think because maybe he empowered Kaepernick to a degree that other coaches wouldn't have, maybe Kaepernick was able to reach a level during that period that other quarterbacks wouldn't have been able to reach.
Well, interesting. But I will say this, and we talked about it yesterday, just about this conversation, Herbert or no Herbert, the one thing you can count on right now going into week one in Melbourne, Donnie, from the San Francisco 49ers and this season, is number 13. Like, he's the one thing. He doesn't, like, even McCaffrey, we got, okay, how's he going to, you know, the year after 400-and-something carries, how's he going to hold up? I mean, man, right now when you just talk about what can you count on in confidence level, I know it's a whole different question. Right now it's Brock Purdy.
Well, here's the other thing. Let's just be honest, man, about this. And look, Brock Purdy's really good.
Yep.
He's a really good quarterback. But let's not act like when Mac Jones was winning games last year, there wasn't a segment of the 49er fans that were saying, I think Mac's better than Purdy.
No, that you, man.
They were. Like, that was out there.
Yeah.
That maybe Mac Jones should keep being the quarterback of this team.
And that speaks to Kyle's, I guess I could call it, brilliance.
So are there people out there, if you said Mac Jones, I mean, nobody's taking Mac Jones over Herbert, right?
Not me.
Okay. Let's go to Devin. Devin's in San Francisco. What's up, man?
D.
Hey, how y'all doing, man? It's Devon in the Uber. How you guys doing?
All right.
So really quick, I wanted to give the perspective, and granted, again, I say this very lightly, I've been in the NFL locker room, you know, for a very, very short time for my career. And, like, these conversations happen in the locker room, and I'm sure you guys know, and I genuinely, if I had to spitball it, I think 90-something percent of the league, as far as execs and rosters, would prefer Justin Herbert over Brock, right? Now, there's context to it, right? Because I get that everybody's saying, like, oh, you know, the Super Bowls and stuff. But it's like, if you think individually, then you would take Herbert, right? Like, the touch,
right,
the power. He has the ability to get out of the pocket as well. He's fairly young as well. He's a leader. Like, he's tough. Brock is pretty good, too. I think Brock is really good. But if we just do the individual stuff, it's Herbert. And then if you say, okay, like, let me ask you, Goo, who has the better coach? You would take Shanahan, right?
I would. It's close, but I would. Kyle.
And since people want to bring up, right, oh, Brock has taken teams to the Super Bowl, then let's use that time frame, right? I don't want to use Brock without his weapons. We're going to use Brock when he had prime McCaffrey, when he had prime Trent Williams, when he had prime Greg Kittle, when he had a really good Ayuk and Debo, right? When he had an amazing defense on the other side.
MVP
that's
candidate.
That's the team we're going to use, right? Right, exactly. So if that's what we're using, then we have to also assume that if you put Justin Herbert in that position, I think the Niners walk away with at least one Super Bowl. At least one.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Herbert does not have the O-line. Like, what Brock has been dealing with this past season and may deal with now, this is what Herbert's been dealing with forever. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
And he does not have the receivers. His best receiver was old wash Keenan Allen. Like, if we're being honest, you know, Austin Eckler, who might be out of the league soon, if not already. So it's like, that's his best running back. So it's like, we got to be real about these things, man. Brock has done amazing work. It's not to, like, crap on him, but we
got
to be serious.
I got you. I love
you guys. I'm going to continue listening.
Thanks, Devin. Appreciate it, man.
Well, You know, and it's not because he agreed with me. I just like, I love it.
You know the thing that I kind of didn't get? Here's what I don't understand about, just when we were talking about Harbaugh and Shanahan. All right, so if you're saying, well, it's definitely Shanahan, to my way of thinking, the reason, one of the biggest reasons that you have to take Shanahan over Harbaugh is because Shanahan apparently doesn't wear out his welcome as quickly as Harbaugh. Like, to me, that's got to be the number one reason, because my argument is this. Yes, Shanahan's been here 9 years and Harbaugh was only here 4 years. But if you extrapolate what Harbaugh did in his 4 years over 8 years, it would be almost exactly the same as Kyle Shanahan. In 9 years, Shanahan went to 2 Super Bowls. In 4 years, Harbaugh went to 1 Super Bowl. In 9 years, Shanahan went to what? I don't know, 3 or 4 championship games. In 4 years, how many NFC championship games did Harbaugh go to? Was it 3 and 4?
I know the Giants.
Might be 2 and 4. But what I'm getting at is, if you extrapolate Harbaugh over 8 years, he'd have 2 Super Bowl appearances. Like, it would look very similar to Kyle Shanahan. So, you know, when you say Kyle Shanahan's accomplished more, well, he has, but I also have to factor in that Shanahan's has been here twice as long as Harbaugh was. But if you extrapolate Harbaugh, it would look very similar to what Shanahan's done.
Now, you could sit here and say, I'm cooking the books and I'm not trying to, but almost in a reverse way, because I could look at Alex Smith and say, would Kyle Shanahan been able to sprinkle his magic dust on Alex Smith, and there would have been no quarterback change? Because I just, what really makes me appreciate Kyle is what he did with Jimmy Garoppolo, Steiny. And there were good times, great times, and there was bad times. But when it was all said and done, we all knew Jimmy was just an average or below average quarterback in the league. And Kyle had him almost and had them in a position to win a Super Bowl. So I guess I'm saying to you, I don't believe, and you can say, well, Jim's never had the opportunity, but I don't believe Harbaugh has that on his resume. But if you want to use Cap, okay, Kaepernick is that. I got you. But I wonder if it would even got there with Kyle, because he would have been able to fix Alex Smith to where there would have been no quarterback change.
I mean, I look at what Harbaugh and so
2 years, 2 playoffs though with Herbert.
Yeah, and like awesome, to me, yeah. I look at Jim Harbaugh got out of Alex Smith kind of what Shanahan got out of Garoppolo. Like, I think there's a similarity there. And then Harbaugh saw something in Kaepernick and Smith was hurt and he went to Kaepernick. Just like Garoppolo wasn't good enough for Shanahan, so he went and got Trey Lance, blew that, and luckily Purdy was around. But I think both coaches looked at Alex Smith and Garoppolo respectively and just said, we got to be better at that position than these guys are giving us. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. The big story today, of course, is us. It's National Radio Day, so this is a day all about, you know, people like us. So we'll pretty much do what we want today. We'll be like Andre Iguodala today. We kind of going to do what we want to do. Remember when he said that?
I do.
He's on our show, Goo.
I remember he told his men to back off. He wanted to stay longer. That's when I was like, we made it.
Okay. All right. So 888-957-9570 is the number. All right. Hey, our football coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years, guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. And my recollection of it was that there weren't expectations for Harbaugh in his first year, and they ended up going 13-3. And, you know, now people say he inherited a great team. Well, he may have inherited some really good talent, but they had not been a great team before he got here. So when Harbaugh got here, he might have inherited some great players and great talent, but I'm still pretty sure the expectations weren't sky high. And how could they have been after a 6-10 year where there was so much uncertainty and we had no idea who the quarterback was going to be or even if Alex Smith was going to be around?
No doubt. And I called what you just mentioned for Jim. Chalk went up for Harbaugh. He exceeded expectations in year one.
So, you know, I was thinking, well, I could go to Herm Edwards and do this.
Oh, he was phenomenal with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, Stoney.
Now, why was he phenomenal?
Because he's asking a question that I want answered, and I'm sure a lot of coaches and GMs want answered, but how are so many people in the NFL players getting hurt, and they're getting hurt practicing, not tackling? Like, talk to me. These soft tissue injuries, that's how I took, like, how is it happening? Guys are so, they're dealing with, you know, hammy, soft tissue injuries, and they're really not going hard in the paint.
I'm looking at all this sound. I don't see that one.
Well, I'm using mine.
Should I play it if he prefers Shanahan or McVay?
I didn't hear that answer.
Well, I guess he was asked about the travel schedule.
I want to hear that one.
He was asked if he prefers Shanahan or McVay's way of approaching.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? All right.
I won't
play it then. If you heard it, everybody.
He said he wanted to get there. He would take Kyle's.
Well, he's a coach.
Yeah. Well, they're both coaches.
No player wants to go down there for 8 days.
Oh, he said, okay, got you.
All right, let's see what he said, though.
I would probably go the Shanahan route, especially when Australia. I would go the Shanahan route. I think it's good. Your team gets away. They're there. You know, that's really getting away. You know, training camp, you say they're away, but they're really not if they're in the state that they play in. But when you go there and you go away, it's a lot of bonding going on now. You find a lot about guys. You know, you just do. So I think it's a good deal for them, I mean, to do it, you know. And there's a lot of things that go on with that. You really find out who you are, and you find out a lot about your teammates when you go that far away, because nobody's calling you. Nobody's calling you. You're in a different time zone. It's just you and the players and the coaches. So I think it's great, to be quite honest.
All right. Unless your team hates each other.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how it all plays out.
But it's like, you know, here with the show, I like doing things with you and Evan. Even the meetings with the boss, I like that bonding stuff. And you can say, oh, it has nothing to do with us being successful or not. But I believe Herm. And now on 3rd and 8, what's that going to mean when you're going up against a good defense, you know, like the Rams or Seattle? But that bonding part of sports, I'm into.
Yeah, and it's pretty meaningless. At the professional level.
Well, Kuminga didn't get it, and I wonder if had he got it early on.
Well, he got it in Atlanta, and he still isn't in the league.
They embraced him
in Atlanta. The camaraderie in Atlanta was unmatched
you
when he
don't
got
know.
There.
Stop. I'm talking about training camp. And Draymond said he butchered it. He didn't.
No,
put
he
that.
Didn't.
Yeah, he said he didn't take him under his
but
wing.
He didn't say he butchered
that's
it.
That's how I'll take it.
In fact, he says I didn't take him under his wing, and that's was the right way to do it.
No, stop.
Hey, it's National Radio Day today.
What's that mean to you?
Nothing.
Wow.
It means it's just like
that hurts.
It's a computer day. It's a
donut day.
Sock day.
Yeah.
It's National Baseball Cap Day. It's National Reading Glasses Day. You know, in honor of National Radio Day, I was thinking one thing I wouldn't mind talking about is, you know, every day we come in here and we pick, what are we hot on?
Yeah.
What do we want to talk about?
That's your line.
And, you know, we always come up with two or three or four things. But what we don't tell you is we have to eliminate all the stories that I don't care about. So I made a list of all the stories that I could care less about, and I don't ever want to talk about them.
I know you so well. I think you care about them, but go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Give them to us.
Here are some things that I will never talk about.
Everything.
Thank you, Pasta.
Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers story.
Well, there's nothing to talk about now.
Who cares?
Innocent.
Who cares if he's innocent or guilty?
Alexander O'Neal, innocent.
Here's what else we'll never talk about. Anything related to the portal. If ever I see the word portal, night.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. What are the subjects you never want to talk about sports related? I still got a bunch of them.
Give us some more.
You probably have none. You probably have none.
I'm easy, man.
We will never discuss LeBron James and golf.
Well, we did it yesterday.
Right, and yeah, I'm done with it now. Right. I'm done with it.
Hater.
Anything regarding Stephen A. Smith, out.
He's been on our show three times.
That's right.
He's and a friend of the show.
The quota. Three times,
you better be careful.
And you're out. Stephen A. Smith, gone. We will not talk about him.
Gone.
Thank you. He's not news.
He's not. Well, throw McAfee on there then.
Okay. McAfee.
I wanted you to say.
Any conversation about a non-sports athlete that thinks he's part of the scene never should be talked about.
That sounds like jealousy.
Sounds like Stephen A. Smith. Or Kendrick Perkins. Let's talk about Kendrick Perkins. The Pike. Kendrick Perkins.
Give me something else.
I have no interest in talking about the Lakers sale.
I'm with you. I don't know. I just know guys are getting out and the feds are on them. What about the Dodgers?
What about them?
Dude, they got some problems.
They're 77-51.
No, I'm talking about ownership.
Exactly.
You remember?
We don't talk ownership of the Dodgers. So you want to talk about you want to talk about
deferred bread?
So you want to talk about the best ownership group in sports in the last decade?
No, don't sound like it. The feds are on
them. I'm sorry. How many? What are they? Three or four?
But see, you don't want to talk about
I've lost track of the Dodgers titles. Arizona, how much?
But you're blinded.
Back to back.
That's a terrible management.
No, I'm talking about what's popping right now.
Yeah, you wouldn't want that ownership group for the Giants, would you?
Let me read you something.
You wouldn't want. So you'd eschew that ownership. You like Greg Johnson. You think Greg Johnson has a better ownership group than the Dodgers and Magic?
Please.
See, this is what I mean. You're over your skis again, like Townie used to say.
The Dodgers owners appear to have created a closed financial loop within their own system.
Yep.
Their TV network borrowed about $1.45 billion from insurance companies connected to the same ownership circle.
So jealous, Giants
fans. The network pays interest to those insurers,
yeah, this is really
while
important.
That interest expense reportedly reduces TV income for MLB revenue sharing.
This.
They've also deferred over $1 billion in player salaries, freeing up cash to spend today. So they control the team, parts of the TV business, and much of the financing with money, debt circulating inside the same ecosystem. That's how they keep carrying a massive payroll other teams can't
match. Explain that to me.
That's my boy,
Dodger. Explain that to me.
He's on it.
Explain what that means.
They're dirty.
Some of the Valkyries.
How?
They hurt that gal last night. Olivia.
Please, that was her own
Guru,
teammate.
You couldn't decipher that in a million years.
I just did.
You just read it. I don't know what that means.
Well, I read it fast, but no, come on
okay,
now.
So
Do you know what's going on?
I'm not great at business.
Okay, so the boss came in this morning.
Know?
I'm not screaming. He came in and we had a conversation about this same subject matter.
Okay.
So you just had your ears plugged.
It's on the list of stuff I don't care about.
But what's on the list? Dodgers, do you know what's happening like 10 minutes ago? Okay.
I don't think you know either.
I do.
Okay, tell me. I don't know what that means.
I just read it to you.
But I don't understand it.
Well, I'm not your teacher.
Can you please explain it to me?
Nope. You don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Start the conversation.
No.
Just start it. I'll pick
this
up.
This is not, I'm not Richard Pryor.
You don't know what that means, and I don't either.
I told you, you obviously don't want to talk about it, and you're mad that I'm up on it, and I ain't here to teach you. You don't want to talk about it. That's fine. But what we talked
so you
about
won't
is
explain
grown
it to
men
me.
With our boss this morning went way over your head.
I wasn't even listening.
Okay, and there it is. There it is.
Why would I listen
to
it?
That's ignorant.
Okay.
Yeah. So use something else. I don't want to talk about it.
How many times do I explain something to you that you have no clue about?
You told me you didn't want to talk about it.
But I'd love to if you could explain it to me. And you can't.
You're being an ass.
No, you can't. You don't have no idea what you read.
Right, there it is. So I know about as much as you then.
Can you do me a favor? Read it again and I'll try to figure it out on my own, even though I don't know what's going on.
Give me $20 and I'll read it.
Okay. I'll buy you one today.
No. ain't seen it.
Okay, I'll give you $20. Here you go, right now. Read it again.
I love money, obviously, like everybody else.
Here, read it again.
I want 100.
Read it.
I want 100.
I want 100.
Well, quit playing with me.
Shut up. Yeah. I'm not playing with you. Just ask and explain what's going on at Dodgers. I don't know.
You don't want it. It's on your list of things you don't want to talk about.
Well, I don't want to talk about it, but it doesn't mean I wouldn't want to know about it.
Can I translate what Guru said real quick? Okay.
Pasta, you can.
I was going to say.
Guru says it's okay for you.
Well, Guru's point was that if the Dodgers get sold by one of their majority owners, wouldn't it be a big deal?
It would be a big deal. You guys are a week behind on this story. You know that, don't you?
But this is what we talked about to his point.
You're
with
a week behind. So Otani's got a clause.
Shout out Dodger Pete.
If Walter sells the team, he could opt out. A week ago, he said, yeah, I'm not gonna. Okay, so tell me what the story is. Help me.
The rest of the team as a whole?
What about him?
The most successful front office in the past 20 years might be changing?
Oh.
And what happens to everything?
What do you mean?
What happened
when John Lakin took over the Warriors?
Now,
they got better.
But who? What's going to happen?
They get sold.
No,
the Lakers just got sold. Teams get sold.
But how do you get sold? What is this new buyer going to have to be held accountable
for? They're
going
to have to be rich.
I got that.
What are you talking about? Teams get sold.
Yeah. Like, this is a story to watch, Donnie.
So what's the difference between the Lakers and the Dodgers?
I just know the Feds are involved in the Lakers, and it looks like the Feds are involved in this situation with the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. What that means to it could all pop off. But Pasta, I hear you, baby.
Listen, you know what you guys are doing, and I love it. I love it. You guys are are a mile wide and an inch deep. That's what you are in this story. You can't drill down into this story. We don't know.
But you said you didn't want to talk about it.
We got 5 minutes.
Charles III.
I'm just about
Guru
getting...
didn't even know what his point was. The guy that jumped in saved him. What are you talking? I obviously am interested in this. We talked about it with the boss, and he brought it up. But it was to the point you said, like, what to mean going forward. But Stani,
here's the other thing.
People have been circumventing the system. That's what it sounds like.
He ain't cheating. He ain't trying. So why don't you admire what they're doing?
I didn't judge him. I just said, I'm watching. I did not pass judgment.
Oh, my God.
Did you really want me to read that again?
I have no idea what that meant.
No, you really wanted me to read that again from my boy Dodger Pete to where you went and got the
$20.
And you really wanted
it. I got tired during the middle of it. But
if
you want to read it to me again, okay. I will try to focus and try to figure out what it all means. But I can't imagine anybody listening now is thinking, this is fascinating.
All right.
Am I a snob?
Oh, my girl Carrie said she could barely stand you today, but she ain't by herself.
Who?
Oh, Carrie Marsh. The one that said you would be a whiny snotty.
Is that's a woman or a man?
Carrie Marsh. Mm. Yeah.
Yesterday I said, hey, here's one for the people that think I'm a tool, which I kind of am.
See, you know it, though.
So, Goo, let me tell you something about you and your career. Here it is.
Go ahead.
I finally figured it out. You know who Goo is? He's the Valkyries. Valkyries.
Okay.
He's relatively new in the business, even though he's been, you know, around for a while. He's like an expansion team, right? And his first 2 years, but they're really 6 or 8, have just been terrific. I mean, he's ahead of schedule. But we all know he ain't near a title yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't have what it takes to win the championship yet. We know that. Here's the thing, though.
What does that mean?
It means you're like the Valkyries.
No, but
you don't have enough talent
yet. What's the radio version of championship?
Well, I'm going to tell you how you get to the championship.
No, not how. What is?
I'm going to tell you what it is.
Because we're number one in the market.
I'm going to tell you what it is
and
for you.
And I take pride in that.
I'm going to tell you what it is for you. You're the Valkyries.
I need better teammates.
You know, you need a star, obviously. You need to elevate a little bit more, and here's how you do it.
Okay.
But this is a big step for you. You got to stop worrying about the people who disagree with you. You got to start being yourself.
Oh, please.
And taking some chances and taking some risks and putting yourself out there. That's how you ascend to championship level. You're a nice little playoff team right now.
No, I'm a champ. Because I tell my kids that every day in life.
Be yourself.
We're ranked 7th in the 8th biggest market. How is that championship?
We're not, and those are facts. Those are false facts. But, dude, you are special.
Oh, man. What do you got, 5 minutes? Yep. It's National Radio Day, so if you feel like calling in and telling us what you love about radio,
that nice little
we could take up 90 minutes doing that.
No, but seriously, what's it mean to you, man?
What does what mean?
The radio.
It's you,
like,
know
you never sat. I'm being
it's
real.
One of three.
You never sat around listening to games with your pops in the garage.
No.
Whatever the local team was.
I'm not that old. We could watch TV together, my dad.
No, but
and me.
We would listen to KMBR. We listened to the Giants, me and Norm back in the day.
I never really got into baseball on the radio.
Right.
I just never did.
No,
well,
just
it's great to have
you
in the background. Yeah, you know what? I'd rather have Van Morrison and Mark Knopfler in the background.
Like Pops and I would deer hunt, and we'd listen to a game driving
would
up.
Would that scare
to
the deer away?
No, we're driving to Angels Camp. Like we're going to the destination, and we got the Giants on. Or Bill King with the Warriors, or A's.
You remember him losing?
I really believe you don't care. It's National Radio Day.
I don't. It's just one
and
of
I'm
four.
I'm over here in a dream.
One of four mediums that have absolutely conquered print, TV, radio, internet.
Well, you didn't
I'm
conquer
done.
TV.
I got nothing else left.
You didn't conquer TV.
Oh, please.
What do you know, please? God.
What about
I want an
social
Emmy.
Media.
Well, tell me.
I want an Emmy.
But you didn't even
I want
feel,
a game time Emmy.
You didn't even feel right saying that.
No, I do.
No.
That's because I don't talk
you
about myself.
You conquered TV?
Oh,
you didn't
yeah.
have a career.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had my way with
if
TV.
If that's your bubble, I don't want to pop it.
No, you shouldn't. Yep. No, I goo. Won awards. Oh, God. You know what? Let me show you my trophy case. How about that? Are you down now?
No, I'm just like.
What are you reading?
I want to see you on TV again.
Make sure you catch the later years. Not the first year. It's got to be like year two during the playoffs. The first year was not good. That was not good. Oh, God. This segment can't end soon enough.
And the Valkyries got action. Obvious after year two.
It's obvious they
two,
don't after last night.
Minnesota's a problem, 3-0.
Okay.
But we can't take – we still got the – they still got the playoffs for that all to – You got another shot if you handle your business. Who we got, Snotty? We got a call?
What do you define as action? They can't win a title.
I don't know.
Okay,
I mean, how many Minnesotas are there? That's all I'm saying.
There's like three Minnesotas.
And you got the Aces, Indiana's hooping. Like, I'm not counting them out. That's all. It's okay. Obvious. And then they went on a run. Hey, I'm not giving nobody points for losing a game.
They were never in that game last night.
I was there.
Don't even do this.
No, nope.
Okay.
I got you.
All right.
But the other games.
Well, they played terrible teams.
Yeah. And if you look at the last 2 years against Minnesota, it's been bad.
Listen, you heard it here first, and I put it on the Vine last night. The Fever are winning it all. You can take it. It's going to be the Fever.
Minnesota?
Yeah, Minnesota's got a crack.
Aces ain't getting it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go to Felton, Eugene, Oregon.
Uh-oh.
It's a home of Steve Prefontaine.
That's Grandy's neck of the woods.
Steve Prefontaine, baby. One of the greatest. Hey, Felton.
Gentlemen, happy National Radio Day.
Yes, sir, man. Hey.
Radio is so important to our lives.
Wow.
When it all comes down and the robots take over, that will be what is left.
That's real.
Do not ever think different.
Wow.
You named all these great radio station people, and you are a part of that fabric. You are the tree branches that come from those mighty limbs, that came from those mighty trunks. Pete Franklin would be nowhere without Herb Cain.
Wow.
And Herb never spoke on the radio once. So you go back to the newspaper days. You go back to people writing plays in dirt. You're an important part of this world, you two. Quit clowning.
Wow. Well, that's Steiny doing. I'm appreciative, man.
Guru, you were there in Walnut Creek some X number of years ago on the audition, signing up your piece of name on that paper. I saw it.
I was in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. No, we were in the creek, too.
Oh, you've lost one.
No, I didn't lose one. I
Let him finish. God,
that was the first one. Come on, Matt. I'm going down memory lane. Yeah. Why you got to pee in the road?
All right. That's what it is. Yeah.
I'm going to lay out Felton, all you.
But we get what Felton's putting down.
Thank you, Wine Mets. Now, please have yourself a little bit of decency and recognize that the Valkyries do have a chance to make it through to the playoffs as long as the Aces and the Lynx eliminate each other. Okay. Come on now. That's why it's the bracket.
Hey, Felton, you can call in here
love
anytime.
You guys.
We love you too.
No, we love you too.
Bless you all.
All right.
Shout out to Grandy.
Like, people that listen know it's not a bit, but it's a bit. You love what you do. That's why we lasted this long. You know this is not real work, that we're blessed. And you could say whatever you want about me. I never come in here one day and not know we're not winning in life because we get to talk sports and bond. Different kind of bonding, but yeah.
You hate this. Like more self-serving radio on the other side.
Yay! Warriors! Go Warriors! That is your finest hour.
I don't even remember why I said that. All right, 888-957-9570. Got about an hour and 20 minutes left in the show, so it's National Radio Day. What do you love about radio? I'd love to kill the next 90 minutes with that kind of content, for sure. Radio, we're hanging on.